This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, it's actually an event-driven heavy week, especially when you're talking about, you know, the kind of events that are lined up. The Fed meet outcome, Indian budget, auto sales numbers, corporate earnings. Remember, even in the US, quite a few mega caps would be declaring their results, like Alphabet. But given the fact that it is such an event-heavy driven week, equity markets worldwide have decided that they would be going into most of these events on a strong note. Yesterday, what happened overnight as far as US markets were concerned? US markets ended Monday's session on a record high, with the Nasdaq taking the majority of the buying, seeing over a 1% up move. Oil prices cooled off from 2-month highs, with Brent futures down a little over a percent to the $82.4 a barrel mark. What happened in India's trading session yesterday? Indian markets started the Feb series on a very strong note. What aided the up move? Well, it was superstar Reliance Industries that aided the market up move. Remember, it's a heavyweight on the index, and along with that, stronger refining margins is something that drove the entire oil and gas pack higher yesterday. What else moved? Well, yesterday, the oil and gas pack, along with that, the entire PSU basket. So talk about banks, talk about oil and gas companies, talk about utilities. All of these stocks moved higher yesterday. Infra stocks too, just ahead of the budget, saw significant up move in yesterday's trading session. IRB Infra, you know, aided by positive news flow, being amongst one of the key standouts. Today, what is it that we're watching out for? Well, earnings season continues. Capital goods major L&T would be declaring its results today. Dr. Reddy, SRF and M&M Fin, also some of the key companies that will be declaring their results. The primary market activity too remains in focus. BLS E-Services IPO opens today. And along with that, there is a new listing of EPAC Europe will list today. The issue was oversubscribed over 16 times when it was out for the IPO. It will be interesting to see the kind of debut this particular company makes on the exchanges today.